7 Muslim employees were fired and 14 left over the break issue. One of them is Ibrahim Mohammed of Green Bay. He worked at the Brilliant plant for 6 months and says when he applied, the Human Resources Department told him he could take the breaks. The company's CEO disputes that claim. Mohammed speaks through an interpreter from CARE.
And, this is a prayer is important, and it's something that is, that I'm committed to pray to God. And I don't think anyone can stop me from that unless, God stops me.
CARE alleges the company violated a provision of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Dan Ahrens is the company's chair and CEO. He says the break policy is longstanding and that unscheduled breaks disrupt production and are costly.
On the economic hardship to the Ahrens company, we've demonstrated that it's at least $1 million in line stoppage per line wherever someone takes an unscheduled break.
That's $1 million per employee each year. Ahrens points out that his company still employs 30 Muslims at the Brilliant plant. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.